This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at Democrats before Wednesday's historic impeachment vote. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In an angry letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the president says while he's facing articles of impeachment accusing him of abuse of power, it's Democrats who are abusing theirs.
This has been a total sham from the beginning.
Asked by reporters if he'll take any responsibility for being impeached.
I don't take any, zero, to put it mildly.
Again, insisting he's done nothing wrong while accusing Democrats of perverting justice. He spoke as a House panel sparred over the rules for tomorrow's historic votes, with Democrat Jim McGovern saying the president violated the national trust and undermined democracy.
He acted in a way that rises to the level of impeachment.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of public sector workers marched across France and several cities, including Paris, on the 13th straight day of protests against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the national pension system. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Demonstrators in France have poured onto the streets in a redoubled effort to get President Emmanuel Macron's government to ditch a planned pension reform by Christmas. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Nantes. And in Paris, even the Eiffel Tower was closed. Transport was crippled as metro lines halted and schools were also shut. Trade unions called for the mobilization in a bid to regain momentum after rolling strikes began to tail off in recent days. Macron seeks to streamline the state's pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64, instead of the current average retirement age of 62.
That was Lauren Anthony reporting. And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar agreed to form a transitional unity government by February's deadline, even if they don't resolve key political disputes by that time. The two leaders, who signed a peace deal back in September of last year, missed two deadlines to form the government. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan warns India's anti-Muslim policies in Indian Kashmir will trigger a massive refugee crisis unlike any seen in decades. Khan urges delegates attending the Global Refugee Forum in Geneva to put pressure on India to reverse these actions. We get more on the story from Lisa Schlein, reporting from Geneva for VOA.
The 1947 partition of India triggered the largest human migration in history. Some 14 million people fled their homes and hundreds of thousands were killed. Pakistan, a largely Muslim state, was born out of these bloody events. In an impassioned speech at the Global Refugee Forum, Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan warns delegates that one of the biggest impending refugee crises is about to take place because of recent actions by the Indian government. He says India's revocation of Kashmir's special status on August 5th aims to change the demographics of the region from a Muslim majority to a Muslim minority state. He says this is likely to provoke a refugee crisis that will dwarf previous ones. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis has abolished the pontifical secret used in clergy sexual abuse cases after mounting criticism that the confidentiality measure has been used to protect pedophiles and silence victims and deflect police inquiries. A Vatican spokesman says the move is a step toward more transparency.
Basically, it is a step forward in terms of transparency. Transparency for the victims and their families, and transparency for judicial legal systems around the world, which can now request the documentation from the ongoing trials and bring it into their legal systems in order to facilitate their work.
Pope Francis also raised from 14 to 18 the cutoff age below which the Vatican considers pornographic images to be child pornography. And a special court in Pakistan Tuesday found former president and military ruler Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. This was the first time a military dictator was tried and convicted in court in Pakistan. For more news, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.